Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Zeta Wade, this is KDK Radio. I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway. Good morning, and thanks for being with us this morning.
Periodically, they have these specials on KDK TV called Your Pittsburgh. It's kind of an on-air news magazine, and your hosts are Susan Copen and David Highfield. David is here. Susan is celebrating a birthday. She will be, of course, on the show tonight at 7:30 on KDK TV. David, good morning.
Good morning. I love that you mentioned that because everyone will now tell Susan Copen happy birthday today.
I hope so. Yes. I hope so.
And how old is she, David?
Oh, no, don't go there.
John, you're taking me into territory that could get us in trouble.
I think she's 20. Well, the two of you kind of a partner, because when John and I were down in Bradenton with the Bucks, John did a breakout story with Pirates pitcher Jameson Taillon and him dealing with cancer and then coming back to play.
You know what was really cool about this, David, was when I went over with Ian Smith, our photographer, to talk to Jameson about this story, I explained to him what Your Pittsburgh was and that we like to feature someone, a personality, and do in-depth with them. And he immediately said, yeah, that sounds like fun. Yes. I mean, there was no hesitancy. There was no, because he really does have a story he wants to tell. And he wants especially guys to hear about his diagnosis with testicular cancer and what he has been through and how Pittsburgh embraced him.
That's the part that when I was watching your piece, the way he said Pittsburghers would come up to him and they wanted to pray on the spot with him. Like, that kind of support, it's so Pittsburgh, it's so heartwarming, and he really does have a story to tell, and you can just tell he's a great guy, and it was a lot of fun listening to your interview with him, and especially the coffee part.
Yeah.
Because you said, are you a coffee snob? And he says, well, if you mean snob in a good way, yeah.
You mean a discriminating tongue and palate for coffee.
Yes, absolutely.
That's very true.
Yeah. I'm looking forward,
we look forward to
seeing
to that.
Yeah, and so he's not the only star in the show. You have not only human stars, but animal stars, too.
Who knew this was the thing? So, yes, CBS Sunday Morning just yesterday did something on pets, dogs and cats, that have become social media stars. And it turns out there's quite a few of them from Pittsburgh. So
really?
We're going to look at that tonight. There are two French bulldogs from Mount Lebanon with a 250,000 followers.
You're kidding.
I know. They have more followers than all three of us combined.
Oh, my goodness.
So we interview two owners, and we sort of profile some of the others that are from our area. And what's really cool is when they get enough followers, they get offered free product by companies that want their product featured. Some of them even get offered money. So it can actually be lucrative. And one animal you'll see tonight is a cat. It's called Brussels Sprout. And Brussels Sprout absolutely does the photo sessions on her terms, as you would imagine a cat would do.
She's
just a lot of fun to watch. Yes,
I may look at Spike with a whole new view. I also love this tonight. You're going to be talking about, we all know about the inclines of Pittsburgh. I mean, they are an iconic piece of our history and everything. But there used to be more inclines than we have now.
Yeah, I keep learning things through the process of doing this show. There used to be, at one point, 17 active inclines the same time in the city of Pittsburgh, and there were like 40 in Allegheny County totaled, and a lot of them got started because they wanted to transport coal, which makes sense, but then they became pedestrian inclines that people could use. One of the biggest was from the Strip District to the top of the Hill District, and we have this incredible video. We'll show you where the inclines used to be and answer sort of what happened to them, why they all go away.
Also, a cool way to sample Pittsburgh's craft beers. We've become a mecca for craft beers, and we're becoming known for soul food restaurants and ones attracting big, high-profile talent.
This was pretty cool. We love our restaurant visits. We always love
sure you
eat.
Do.
And the food was incredible. But this place, Denzel Washington and Viola Davis, when they were in filming a movie, they went there. Some of the Steelers have gone here as well. They have a new location. They just moved to the South Side, and it's this wonderful couple that owns the place. And the food is spectacular. It is one of our favorite visits that we've done. So, and we started off, she came over and said, well, what do you want to drink? And, you know, oh, iced tea, whatever. And she said, do you want Southern style iced tea?
Oh,
and we
my
were
goodness.
Like, what's Southern style iced tea? And so it had bourbon and mint in it. So
Whoa.
Right off the get go, I was ready for this. And
what's the name of the restaurant again?
It's Carmise. It's on Carson Street, and we will take you inside tonight. It's actually a combination of the owners' names, Carlene and Mike, so it's Carmise.
All right, cool. And congrats to your staff and you for the Mid-Atlantic Emmy Award for Best Magazine Program. Your Pittsburgh, KDKA-TV tonight, 7:30, David Highfield and Susan Cope. And break a lip, David.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.